KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies. It's 39 degrees, and again, we're looking for it to be sunny today with a high of 78, with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with the Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic said Wednesday that Iowa Western's continuing education department is partnering with local hospitals and long-term health facilities to recruit and provide free certified nursing assistant or CNA training for the first 100 Iowa resident applicants. There will be training programs in Atlantic, Clarinda, Harlan, and at the main campus of Iowa Western in Council Bluffs. Again, the program is free to Iowa residents only. The applicant will need to attend an orientation day, and then their next step is to show up to their first day of class. Iowa Western offers a 75-hour class as well as a hybrid class, which incorporates both class and lab experiences and exercises. Once the student successfully completes the class and lab, they will then take the state certification exams offered at Iowa Western campus and be able to apply for CNA jobs immediately. Rachel Jensen, Director of Continuing Education at Iowa Western, says, "We want to find 100 individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of others. Certified nursing assistants have the ability to make a difference in a resident's life each and every day. The CNA training is certainly a great initiative for the students, the facilities, and the community, along with, most importantly, the residents." Iowa Western hopes that the 100 free CNAs start to address the healthcare workforce demand that has become more acute during the COVID pandemic. There is a large workforce demand for CNAs. The region of Southwest Iowa and the Omaha MSA currently has 6,702 CNA positions and will experience a 1.7% growth in the next 5 years. The median pay is $15.33 an hour. Cindy Wetterland, IWCC Cass County Center Director, is excited for this initiative. She said, "I was very excited to hear about this initiative and great opportunities it will bring to our community. Many providers are experiencing staffing issues, and by adding 100 new certified nurses assistants to the workforce, residents, patients, and staff all across the healthcare sectors will benefit greatly." Wetterland says that she's reached out to several facilities in the area, and they are too are excited for the opportunities that this will bring to the local area. The Iowa Western Cass County Center CNA class will start on November 29th. If you'd like more information, call 712-243-5527. Iowa Workforce Development hosted a roundtable in Sioux City Wednesday morning to partner with businesses in trying to find workers. Presenter Kathy Leggett talked about the issue prior to the roundtable and says there are some people who aren't coming back to the workforce for various reasons.
Some that deal with COVID, some that deal with child care, some that deal with other barriers that are making it harder for them, you know, whether it be transportation or getting needed training.
Leggett said businesses have to look at a variety of options for bringing in workers.
I don't think there is one straight answer to the question, and that's why I think we have to explore a lot of different ways to try and make that happen.
She says hiring wages are making things even more competitive and that she saw it in their summer youth work program.
I even have several instances of them gaining great work experience at an employer and then actually going somewhere else because they're offered a higher wage. That's happening, which is great for the worker, but we still need to fill that pipeline.
The roundtable was held at Western Iowa Tech. Cass County Public Health, Parents as Teachers, is offering free car seat inspections. Those inspections will take place this Saturday, September 25th, from 9 until 11 a.m. in the parking lot at the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center at 703 Lynn Street here in Atlantic. You're asked to enter by the North Drive, which is off of 7th Street. Multiple certified child passenger safety technicians will be on hand to inspect car seats, help parents install them correctly, and give tips about car seat safety, along with answering any questions you might have. There is no cost for the inspections, but appointments are needed. To make an appointment, you can do so online through a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com or by simply calling 712-243-7475. Cass County Conservation says they're looking for volunteers for their 26th biannual Halloween hike. They're looking for actors, hike leaders, and treat makers. The 26th biannual Halloween hike, which will be held on Saturday, October 30th, allows you to follow a trail where you'll meet the Lorax, his friends like brown barbalutes, hummingfish, and truffula trees. Beginning at 7 p.m., small groups will depart from the Camblin edition of Sunnyside Park in Atlantic every 10 minutes. You're asked to call 712-769-2372 if you'd like to sign up as a volunteer. It's not the intent of Cass County Conservation to scare or frighten anyone, but to educate and entertain people of all ages. The hike is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board. And officials at the Glenwood Police Department say two people were arrested Wednesday on separate warrants. 32-year-old Tara McAtee of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 25-year-old Cameron Myers of Glenwood was arrested on a Douglas County, Nebraska warrant, also for failure to appear. Myers was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And that's a check of our news this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.